What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is time for the spillover with Chris Raff. I think Amon Green's coming in. I believe he is. Sponsored by Computer Hardware, 70th and O. Stop by for all your Apple product needs. Watches, computers, phones. They'll fix them all. Trip and the crew. Also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island. We talked earlier in the show about the Kentucky Derby. Mystic Dan, I got a lot of terms wrong, but I did get the winner right, Sip. Right?
No, you didn't. No, you did fine.
I got the winner correct.
We were saying, Raff, that... And Amon, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
We sort of assigned Jake to watch the Kentucky Derby.
I did.
And then he gave us a report on it. All we did all morning was make fun of him because he messed up the terminology so bad.
And I thought a couple of trainers were jockeys also. And I said that...
it's okay.
I think I got about three things wrong in about 15 seconds. But I did get the winner correct, which was Mystic Dan.
Yes, you did.
I enjoyed the race. That was a good race to watch for the first time in... years I got to watch, and there's three horses that you thought could have won at the very end.
Yeah, it was a photo finish.
Photo finish. Legitimate photo finish.
And Mystic Dan won literally by the flare of a nostril.
This was not a full nose.
Nostril flare.
Yes, yeah. Barely won.
So then I wanted to ask Amon about, can I ask Amon a question?
You sure can.
Amon, Matt Rhule had a football camp in Omaha.
Okay.
On Saturday, grades three through eight. It was at Norris Middle School.
Oh.
And I was driving up there, and Sean Callahan said, that's where Amon Green played.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait a second. He was at Central.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, but Central played there. But so the situation was what?
Situation was we had a practice field, no stadium seating.
At Central.
At the high school.
Yeah.
And so we practiced there, and we'll drive over on Friday nights. And we basically drove every Friday night because home or away, we're driving somewhere in the city or down to Lincoln for a game.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we drove over to Norris. That was our home field.
Norris.
Yep.
Raff, how many seats to build?
Now, Norris has some seating, Raff. I would say it would hold 1,500 is my guess. It's a legit stadium.
Okay. Yep.
It's pretty cool. And I mean, isn't it cool? I don't know, Amon. I don't want to sound like a kid here, but
what?
I just thought when someone said that, yeah, Amon Green played here. That must be cool to have people like, oh, yeah, Amon Green played there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a fan, you know, grew up watching everything. And so when I get opportunity for myself to see the guys I grew up watching when I was playing, and so it's like, wow, that's pretty cool because I did the same thing. And
yeah,
the
you
one
did.
Thing was
you
funny, did. Funny story though, after I got drafted, I went back. I was trained out in California then.
Okay.
And then after I got drafted, went back out there. Stayed out there for another month, trained, and then went up to Seattle to get ready for my rookie mini camp. And so I got after the draft, I'm like, I go in my closet, and I have all these jerseys. And I'm like, I can't wear these no more. These are pretty much enemies.
Because they're NFL jerseys.
I had Raiders. Oh, I had other thing I say, Raiders, 49ers jerseys. And I think maybe a Packers jersey. And I was like, I can't wear these guys' jerseys.
What a problem. I'm a Seahawk. What a problem for a young man to
right.
have.
I'm like, I'm a Seahawk.
I'm playing for the Seahawks. I can't wear these jerseys.
Especially the Raiders. They were in the AFC West.
Yeah, you can't wear the Raiders.
I can't wear that Napoleon Kaufman jersey.
Oh, no.
You can
no.
always wear a John Elway jersey.
Yeah.
Raph, no. did you know he played on that field?
I did not.
Matt but Rule didn't know.
I was just thinking, though, about, like you said, like about Amon Green playing there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget, like, I see Amon every day.
Right.
Hey, what's up, AG? How are you?
Yeah.
But like, I was down in Tuscaloosa and we ran into this couple and they're from Wisconsin.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And they're like, we were like, so what do you do? Oh, I do a radio show. And not even thinking about it, I'm like, oh, with Amon Green. And their face is just like,
oh, God, really?
Really? Amon Green?
Yeah.
You know, I lost it. It's crazy.
I'm surprised this guy didn't pass out on you.
Packers all time.
I'm like, hey, Packer I'm fans. Like holding him in Tuscaloosa. They, come back to life.
Hey, man, Packer fans, I've met a guy.
It's wild.
At the bar. If y'all ever get up there, Raph, you ever get up there, Sip,
yeah,
Jake,
yeah.
you ever get up there, there's a bar within a mile of the stadium. I'm surprised it's going to be still there because all the renovations they're doing with – about to have the draft and all that stuff, and hotels are going up. But it was I did an autograph signing. It's so every Sunday when I was there, and I could do it now if I want to. Every Sunday, go up there, and it's a bar, a few bars. Stadium View is the main one though that does autograph signings with myself, Gilbert Brown, Dorsey Levin, Santana Dotson,
yeah,
Leroy's in town, and Tony, whoever's Packer, former Packers in town, we could go over there, make a couple bucks,
yeah,
hang out with the fans. So I'm there signing, and this guy, probably my dad's age,
yeah.
is sopping, crying that he just got an autograph for me. And I'm like, sir, please stop crying. I was like, please, sir.
Calm please.
Like, don't cry like this. Like,
I mean, it's you like, need a tissue?
Please, it's like a cry down. If you just saw your dog or cat got hit
no,
by a car.
All right.
You
know,
it's
I
one of those
it.
Cries. And I'm like, no, man.
He watched you.
Right.
They and, put a lot of so investment
they're,
into you.
They're, yeah, that's 100%. Just like Husker
fans. A lot of
fans,
emotional investment.
Full on vested in the team.
Yeah.
Packer fans or that fan base that, well, yeah, they're going to be happy, mad, or sad. But, you know. You can't really tell when he's crying and sopping if he's happy, mad, or sad.
No.
Well, he's somewhere in the range of happiness.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
Because a lot of people, when they're super happy, they might shed a tear here
I admire those fans. I say it on our show all the time, Amon. I wish I had a team, and I wish I had that, where I get that emotional. I don't have that.
You want to be a Dolphins fan?
I mean, you're like that, and I admire that about you.
Would you like to join the bandwagon?
I admire that you are that into
it. We can watch games together. we can commiserate to what together also.
But those fans, they pour a lot of money into it. They pour a lot of
time
into
money.
It, energy into it.
Yep.
Ron Brown told me that once. Ron Brown once sort of, he said something a few years ago to me when Nebraska was struggling and there was a lot of negative talk about Frost. And he said, fans should be able to voice those feelings because of those reasons. They pay so much money. They put so much time into it. They put a lot of money into it.
Yep.
So they should. They should be able to speak out negatively if it warrants that.
Yeah.
And that's good. And it's the same thing. If things are going good, then, you know, they should be able to express themselves accordingly.
You are a jaded sports writer. Would you say that?
I'm jaded about everything. Okay. Yeah.
Is there anybody that if you saw them or they gave you an autograph, you would weep at?
You
know, athlete or superstar in general?
It's not a bad question. I think Muhammad
could be
Ali,
an actor possibly.
Muhammad Ali, when he was alive, would have been close. I don't think I would have cried, but I would have been sort of freaked out, you know?
What about Woody
shaken?
Harrelson?
No, not like that. And that's not like
what
that.
What did you say, Jake?
Woody
Harrelson. Woody Harrelson.
He loves Woody Harrelson.
Big Woody Harrelson.
Oh, well, yeah. I met him.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
I met
him. Oh, Woody. Oh no. Oh, how was boy. He? How was he?
Awesome. I met him. So
how'd you meet him?
Well, you know, I'm a big nerd, a big geek dork. I go to San Diego Comic Con religiously every year. I'm starting back up since COVID.
What is that exactly?
So Comic-Con. San Diego Comic Con is one of the biggest comic book conventions in America. Comic books. And so I'm a Batman guy. You've seen the tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I go out there religiously every year up until COVID. And I go to my first Comic-Con. It was the training camp. It was a summer where I didn't have training camp. I was a free agent. I just got released from the Texans.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so one of my good friends said, Amon, you got time. You don't have to do training camp because it's right around training camp start time. It's that first week, like July 15th, 16th, or the 20th. So we get out there, and I came ready. So this was the first Comic-Con I went out there. I did cosplay, so I dressed up as Batman, Michael Keaton Batman. That was my first and original, and I think voted the best on Facebook and other areas. So long story short of it, Saturday is the day. So Saturday is like the day before, or it's like Super Bowl for a game. So Saturday, Hall H, they announce all the movies that are coming out in the fall or the next couple years. And so that year, that's when they announced, and it was coming out later that year, for Zombieland.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Woody Harrelson, Emma Stone, and the kid from the Social Network
Jesse
movie.
Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Nice, so Jake. Good pull.
So my guy had got some connections and got us some backstage passes to them walking out. So for every group that walked out, I got to sit there and talk to them like for 5-10 minutes.
Because you are Mom Green.
He talked to Woody Harrelson.
So Woody Harrelson, Emma just talking.
Really?
You know, whatever.
Easy to talk to, I bet.
So easy to talk to. But obviously, I'm asking them questions about White Man Can't Jump because that was one of my favorite movies. So
he was great in that movie.
Great. And was like, man, this is so cool. And so Emma Stone, her.
So you like White Man Can't Jump?
Love it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, it's classic. Good movie. Classic. Woody Harrelson. Yeah. Wesley Snipes.
You got to meet your guy.
Rosie Perez. Come on.
God, man. You nailed that.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So did I'm you a have guy. A, was he congenial, easy to talk to?
No, yeah. Everybody was cool. They're about to go on stage. They're kind of in mode.
Yeah.
Kind of like when we start the show, we get all prepped. So they're in mode to go answer a ton of comic book questions about the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, what their roles, funny anecdotes from the making the movie, stuff like that.
Nice. Did Woody Harrelson know who you were?
I can't remember. I was so that's the only place I fanboy at.
Yeah.
I lose my, you know what, when I walk in. My first time, I brought my wife and one of my daughters with me. I have four daughters and a son. Mm-hmm. And my one daughter, she just graduated from high school. So kind of her graduation trip, gift. We go out there and both me and my daughter, we almost split my wife in half because we're holding hands because I told her there's like 1,000 people that walk in one door. And we almost split her in half because I'm going to see DC stuff over there. My daughter's seeing anime stuff. She's like, oh, over here. She's like, we're pulling my wife. She's like, what the? Hold up. Time out. So she just, you know, she lets go with both our hands. Like, y'all got to figure this out.
Wow.
We're about to disappear.
That's pretty cool, Mom.
Yeah.
He met Woody Harrelson.
Met the great Woody Harrelson.
Before we get out, a reminder, tonight, Omaha Supernovas are in Las Vegas. That's right. DP and Nick are out there. Nick Sainer.
Nick! Yeah, big not Rico.
No, Rico's right here behind
It's
you.
Actually Nick Papagiorgio.
Papagiorgio, Big Swim. Yeah, they're out in Vegas.
Is that what he's going as out there?
He might as well.
That's genius.
8 p.m. Nick pregame, 9 p.m. first serve, Central Time, against Omaha against Las Vegas.
Say those times again.
8 p.m. pregame tonight here on the ticket, and also statewide on the Supernovas radio network at 9 p.m. first serve. For Omaha Supernovas, DP Renee Saunders on the call, and Big Swim out there helping out too. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next. For Steve Sippel and Bill Bush, I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.